All right, this is part two of the Great Lakes and the Forgotten Grid. So now we're going to jump in, and this was just the ending I couldn't fit into the first video, but the reset and the repopulation. And then comes the reset. Whatever civilization dug those basins, built those intake towers, laid out those star-shaped forts and geometric cities, they're gone. Wiped. The land covered, the evidence buried, the story rewritten. The cities that survived became resonance nodes, but under new management. The orphan trains brought children to repopulate the empty cities. Parents who wouldn't cooperate were thrown into asylums. Massive cathedral-like complexes disguised as hospitals, but really acting as stabilizers in the grid. And here's the part that finally makes sense of those impossible buildings we see everywhere. All across the world, you find these massive, ornate structures, courthouses, universities, asylums, cathedrals, world's fair palaces, sitting in towns that never had the population, tools, or labor to build them. People ask, who built this? Why here? The answer is simple. They weren't civic projects. They were capacitors. These buildings were part of the Edenic energetic network that still operated long after the flood. Their stone mass, domes, spires, copper roofs, all of it was functional design. They stored, circulated, and stabilized current in the global grid. That's why the architecture looks the same in America, Europe, and Asia. It was one system, one language. And it goes deeper. Every Ivy League school, every Oxford or Cambridge Hall, every too big for its town courthouses or university around the world, they're all capacitors, dressed up as institutions. The stones, the domes, the copper rooftops, not aesthetic, but functional. Later, when the hijack came, the narrative shifted. And it goes deeper. The cathedral capacitors became churches of control. The asylum capacitors became prisons for non-compliant survivors. The university capacitors became halls of reprogramming. The courthouse capacitors became anchors of legal and energetic authority. But the original function, their energy grid nodes, they were the heartbeat capacitors of the living planetary machine. So what we call Tartaria may not have been the original builders, but the inheritors, the smaller remnant after the giant shrank. Their culture resurfaced in geometric city grids, Chicago, Washington, La Plata, cities designed as living circuits laid out with phi spirals, vesica patterns, waterways like veins. So these cities weren't prisons. Not originally. They were harmonic hubs designed for synergy. Cathedrals as processors. Plazas as resonance nodes. Waterways as current carriers. Cities as instruments that kept humanity in tune with the planet. The burial came later. The hijack came later. When the overlays were laid down, when the resets covered everything with silence, when the living circuits were recoded into the Metatronic siphons, that's why we all see today our pentagrams, Masonic compasses, Saturn cult grids. The original spiral song is still there. It's just been muted. So when we look at the city grids like DC and all that, and we see all these all this symbolism within the city layouts themselves. That is Tartarian. Now here's the revelation. So here's what I think now. The Great Lakes were not natural. They were excavated. And think about this. I was trying to figure out where all the mud came from for the mud floods, right? And once I figured out that they were trying to claim that they built the water chamber after the lake was already there, and I understood how you create a lake, I knew that was a lie. I knew that story was a complete lie, and I knew it was already built there pre-existing. And then I went to go look for the map. So then I discovered that there was a 230-year time frame that the Great Lakes did not exist till all of a sudden they fully existed. And for something to grow that fast, that length of time without any super catastrophic event on record, there had to be a different type of mechanism for all the, and for to create the space for those lakes to hold all that water, it had to be dug out. And that water chamber, that structure that was already there was the dead giveaway for it. And once I figured that out, then I started looking at the California and the time frames for that. Guess what? They all align within 32 years, I believe. All these events are like 50 to 32 years, all the same time frame. The intake stations prove infrastructure existed before the flooding. The old maps prove the lakes appeared suddenly between the 1500s and 1600s. The California island maps prove slurry burial continued as late as the 1760s and 1790s, shrinking the reset window to just a few decades. The geometric cities were designed around those basins as if they were giant capacitors, energy storage for the global grid. The courthouses, cathedrals, universities, asylums, even the Ivy Leagues and Oxfords, those impossible buildings were the capacitors themselves, stabilizing the flow. The orphan trains, the institutional repurposing, the buried infrastructure, all of it was part of the reset to wipe memory and rebrand the circuit. And the real bombshell, those cities weren't meant to enslave us. They were meant to tune us. The layouts, the spirals, the plasmas, the waterways, the capacitors were Christosophianic architecture, living spirals, harmonic grids designed to keep humanity in resonance with the Edenic Codex. That's why they were buried, not because the builders hid them, but because the hijackers had to silence them. So the picture sharpens. The Great Lakes were capacitors. The geometric cities were instruments. The Ivy Leagues and asylums were rebranded nodes. And California's island canal was filled in by slurry, leaving the scar we now call the San Andreas Fault. Earth was once a biosphere ship wired for harmony. The Codex was in its root system. The grid was its circuitry. The cities were instruments. Somewhere along the way, the entire operating system got hijacked. But there's hope. The song is still in the stone. The grid is still alive. The spirals are still waiting. All it takes is resonance to bring it back. And so, something else I wanted to make sure that I pointed out here. So I think the Great Lakes was building the world Edenic grid, energy grid. And it was a source, a big source of water that they could use to go to a lot of different places. I think that's why they built the Great Lakes, to have the network. And look at all the cities that were all around there, or any place where there's water and lakes like that. They have these geometric designs, these capacitors, these buildings. It's how all of it runs. But I think they had built this. I think the Tartarians, or the people, I don't even like to say that, people who practice Edenic Codex, the Edenic energy, natural energy of the earth, using the energy, not fighting against it, using the flow of energy, the blueprint of nature. That is the Edenic. That is Tartaria, what people call the Edenic cultures. But so I think it was a planned type of project. And I think when the mud flood happened, I think it was done purposefully, but it was done, I think, to create this, the Great Lakes themselves. And the proof is in the infrastructure that's already there that they would have had to go out and build in, which would have been almost impossible for that time frame if you believe history, which at this point, I think all history is complete crap almost. I don't know that I can trust anything hardly, except what we see with our eyes, right? But I think they built it, did all that, and then it was after that time frame that everything got hijacked. It was during that mud flood, but it wasn't one. There was a bunch of different ones on different continents at different times phase. We'll talk about it later. Have a great night. Namaste.